This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, despite the fact that we are living in what Time magazine has proclaimed the worst year ever. That doesn't mean the worst year in recent history. It doesn't mean the worst year of the new millennium. It means the worst year ever. Is that true? If you believe that is true, or if you have another candidate for the worst year ever, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. It is a fascinating question, and it really goes to where we are right now. We are perched right on the verge of hope, not because of anything that our political leaders are doing right at the moment, but you could say it is a reflection of something that the Trump administration handled very successfully, a reflection of the development of these vaccines, where there's no question that the Operation Warp Speed made a contribution to that. Now, does that mean that they created this vaccine out of absolutely nothing? There's actually a statement by the founding dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor University, whose name is Dr. Peter Hotez. He came on MSNBC, and he explained that no, actually, the development of the COVID-19 vaccine was not a four-month process. Here is what he had to say. That would be clip six.
Everyone is talking about what the vaccines are, and they are a miracle in one sense. But, you know, sometimes people think that these vaccines just popped out of nowhere over a period of 4 months. And one of the things that I've been trying to explain to people, if they think vaccines are rushed, this is not a 4-month process. This is a 17-year process. The discovery and development of vaccines for coronaviruses began 17 years ago after SARS emerged in 2003. That was the first big pandemic coronavirus that started out of South China and shut down Toronto, Canada for a while. That's when we identified the spike protein as the soft underbelly of the virus. That's when experimental vaccines first developed. So that when the Chinese put up the sequence of COVID-19 on BioArchive in January, the coronavirus community, the community of coronavirus vaccine researchers looked at this and said, oh, we got this. We know how to make a COVID-19 vaccine. And then it was a matter of which technology could go the first, could be the fastest, and which technology would be the most enduring.
Okay. That should take nothing away from the epic achievement. But I do believe that there's some support for what Dr. Hotez is saying, because there are so many different companies that have relied upon the same technology to go ahead and have their own versions of the vaccine. I mean, it's AstraZeneca, which is a little bit behind, but of course it's Pfizer and Moderna, and they're all coming forward and they're all testing extremely well. And that's tremendous news. And there ought to be, and there will be a presidential inauguration. There almost surely will be a Trump counter inauguration or announcement of candidacy of 2024 or something of that nature. At least that is the assumption right now. I, of course, hope it doesn't come to that. And one of the things that Joe Biden can actually do that I think would be very important would be to start even before the inauguration, and definitely to make a point at the inauguration, of giving President Trump some credit for the rapid development of vaccines and pushing them to market very quickly, because that benefits everybody. It is a real achievement of the Trump administration. And why not be gracious? No, of course, Trump may not be gracious in return, but that's his choice. And the idea of acknowledging President Trump at the inauguration and particularly saluting him at the same time that the new president, Joe Biden, would be talking about promoting the vaccines, that would be a class act. And it's certainly one that would be very, very necessary and appropriate for the country. I wouldn't go so far as to endorse the, I think it's a Geraldo Rivera came up with the idea that they should call the vaccine, whichever vaccine they get, the Trump. Because, no, he didn't invent it, but it's a nice thought. Certainly giving the president abundant credit for an achievement of which he obviously, and we could tell this yesterday from the press event that the president did, he obviously has great pride in it, and maybe it takes away some of the sting of the idea of this as the worst year ever. Some of Google's top trending search queries they just released for this very strange year. The top searches on Google during the year: election results, coronavirus, Kobe Bryant, a coronavirus update, and coronavirus symptoms. And for news, what people looked for most was election results, coronavirus, stimulus checks, well, of course, unemployment, and Iran. Surprising that Iran is still there. There's the question of this being the worst year ever. There was a piece by James Fallows, and he did the piece in May, at the end of May, right as the George Floyd murder was beginning to register and we're beginning to have riots in various cities and demonstrations everywhere, and this entire reckoning with race, as it's called. And he did a piece in May in The Atlantic, "Is This the Worst Year in Modern American History?" And what that piece looked at is something that I've talked about with you before, was basically saying the other worst year of modern American history would have been 1968, because that was a year of very intense urban riots, much more destruction than anything that we saw this year. It was also a year of political assassinations. Devastating political assassinations. Within a couple of weeks, you had the death of Dr. Martin Luther King, and that was followed by riots in 140 cities, truly major riots, much worse than anything that we saw this summer. And then that was followed just a few weeks later by the assassination of Robert Kennedy, who was the leader for the Democratic Party nomination for president in the middle of a presidential election. And if you look at 1968 and the horrible things that happened in that year, and the level of violence and the level of crime and the level of disillusionment with the United States and the level of difficulty in Vietnam, because 1968 began with the Tet Offensive, which we now know was a devastation for the North Vietnamese. It was actually showed some of the success and the resilience and the effectiveness of the American forces in Vietnam. But at the time, all people heard was about them occupying the city of Hue and committing mass murder there, and the deaths of American soldiers from Vietnam were running in 1968 up to hundreds a week. It got up to 400 deaths per week, every week. So why can anyone make the case that this year would be worse than 1968? We will get to that. And also, are Christmas lights by their very nature divisive? Just the lights themselves, not a specific pattern. We will get to that divisive issue from a town in Minnesota and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show, one of the things that people forget when they are evaluating the year 2020 and all the terrible things that happened in this year is how horribly the year began. And how did it begin? The first terrible news of the year was the impeachment crisis, which was completely unnecessary. It was completely unedifying. If somebody can tell me something that you think was good about that entire impeachment proceeding that convulsed the country for well over a month and the hearings and the debates and the final outcome and all of it. I mean, it was not a useful public exercise. It was just an indulgence in savage partisanship. And I'm not shy about criticizing President Trump. I don't think he handled it particularly well. And certainly insisting that his phone call was perfect with the Ukrainian President Zelensky, that didn't help. But overwhelming you, if you have to blame Adam Schiff and Gerald Nadler and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats for putting the country through that. The other impeachment crises, I also think, and I've said so, I think it was a mistake for the Republicans to pursue impeachment against Bill Clinton when a resolution of censure would have been more appropriate. The previous impeachments with Andrew Johnson in 1868 and with Richard Nixon in 1974-75, those impeachments were different. But this one was completely unnecessary and completely predictable. If somebody believes that the impeachment proceedings were edifying, and by the way, it only did what the Bill Clinton impeachment did too. The Bill Clinton impeachment helped him. He had his highest approval ratings in his entire presidency. It was over 70%. Trump has never come close to 70%, but he came closer to 50%. He had some of his highest approval ratings during the impeachment crisis, which was a ridiculous mistake and completely unnecessary and inappropriate. We also had wildfires in 2020. 2018 marked the most destructive fire season ever for California, with massive wildfires ravaging hundreds of thousands of acres in both the northern and southern parts of the state. But then back in 2020, we also had wildfires. I guess you could make that in perspective. 2018 was a terrible year, unless you were a really, really partisan Democrat. The Democrats did very well in the elections of 2018. They gained 43 seats in the House. This time, they're going to end up losing, it appears, a full 12 seats in the House. And by the way, I'd mentioned before, one of the things that's happening is President Trump has named Marsha Fudge, who's a Democratic congressman from Ohio, from the Cleveland area. He's named Marsha Fudge to be the new Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. She's African-American, member of the Congressional Black Caucus. But she's also a member of Congress. And what this means is that with Cedric Richmond already appointed to a major position in the Biden administration, they're going to be losing two seats in Congress. Now, they'll get those seats back. These are very heavily Democratic districts. But it means in the first days of the new presidency, the House control is going to depend, especially if some of these still unsettled elections, like the one in New York with Congresswoman Tenney, who's ahead by 12 votes, if those get settled on behalf of Republicans, the Republicans could be within three seats of a majority in the House of Representatives. That's how well Republicans did this time. There's a piece from a television station, the NBC station in New Orleans, that says 2020 started with great fanfare. It was the start of a new decade. A round number, a chance for optimism. When 2020 kicked off with fireworks and unmasked celebrations, little did we know what was to come next. The year isn't even over yet. In fact, they're writing from the perspective of November. There's 10% of it left. And it's been so bad that people are already working the gallows humor with memes and jokes that try to make us laugh to keep from crying. COVID was the overwhelming theme, and New Orleans was one of the first to experience its wrath. partially because there were no restrictions on Mardi Gras. Remember that? That was a mistake. But there was an election that wasn't the country's finest hour. There was the social justice movement after the deaths of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and many more. Hurricanes more than ever before in recorded history. Wildfires in the West. Now, they're honest enough to go back and look at this hurricanes in recorded history. And it's not true. They actually add in the same piece that I'm sharing with you. 220 spawned 30 named storms that are more than any other in recorded history. 2005 saw 27, but 2005 birthed more hurricanes, including Katrina. In 2020, they've only had 13 hurricanes so far. So to say that the hurricanes are the worst ever, well, no, back in 2005, it was worse. The bottom line, they write, is in late November, the Gulf is cooling off, and so it appears our tempers. A promising vaccine is in the works, and 2020 is finally almost over. There's a piece in Gentleman's Quarterly, and it's a long piece, believe it or not, the best things about the worst year ever. Okay, is it really the worst year ever? Was the election really such a complete disaster? I actually think that with the COVID-19 going on, with the president warning about voting fraud and being very sensitive about voting fraud, he also said the 2016 election was tarred by voting fraud. That's why he says he lost the popular vote. I think basically with all of the hysteria surrounding the Trump administration and particularly the ferocious opposition of President Trump, our election held up. And I think that ultimately by the time that these lawsuits are settled or dismissed or go away, I am very much hoping that most people can see it that way, that our institutions operated and that the result of the election may be one that, well, certainly Democrats don't like the result of the election for the Senate or for the House. Democrats may be happier with the presidential election, Republicans less happy. But generally, with a lot of pressure, we did not have a system that collapsed, or did we? What about collapsing support for Christmas lights in Minnesota? We'll get to that coming up.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell, without proof, is blaming the White House for a story that leaked that connects him to a Chinese spy. The spy became a donation bundler for Swalwell and even managed to place an intern in his office. House Republican Conference Chairwoman Liz Cheney from Wyoming expresses concern over the allegations.
This is part of a much larger pattern where we know that the Chinese Communist Party, the Chinese government, is on the attack against the United States of America. And so far, it seems only one party in Congress is willing to take them on, willing to stand up for the United States, willing to fight back. back.
Swalwell is a member of the House Intelligence Committee. Leaders on Capitol Hill on both sides of the aisle continuing to push for a new stimulus package, even as disagreements remain over what should be in it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Well, Jingle Bells, as you will only hear it on the novelty album, A Klezmer Christmas. It's, basically, it just doesn't sound as festive, does it, when it's in a minor key? And what about a minor key applied to all the challenges and the ravages of 2020? As the worst year in all of history. Of course, it's ridiculous. One of the points that a number of people bring up is that even in terms of a pandemic, not only are we better able to cope with a pandemic once it's begun spreading, but cope with it with the vaccines quickly developed, just as a percentage of people dead globally and people dead in the United States, the Spanish flu epidemic of 1918 and 1919 killed perhaps a third of the global population, they believe. Up to 500 million people. And again, it's, I'm sorry, it's a 500 million people got sick from the Spanish flu. It was 50 million who died. And in the United States, the best estimates are 675,000 in the United States at a time when our population was a third of what it is today. And, it was, it's devastating, and you talk about the worst year ever. 1919 has to be a candidate for that because we are just coming out of and still having some of the effects of the influenza pandemic. There was a general strike in Seattle. There was a very sharp economic downturn, much worse than what we're experiencing now. And again, speaking of economic downturns, yes, we had all of a sudden the disappearance of 20 million jobs because of the pandemic, because of COVID. But one of the differences in the Great Depression we had in 1932, 33, and on into 34, we had a fourth of Americans who were unemployed. And that was also a time when in most families there was only one wage earner. So you had a fourth of Americans, or some people say more than, living in homes with no means of support. And the devastation of the Great Depression, also this was involved with the environmental disaster known as the Dust Bowl, where there were windstorms and droughts and devastation that destroyed the whole areas of the middle of the country. And then you could also talk about the early 30s. Hitler comes to power in 1933. The Japanese are already making war on Manchuria, beginning World War II in effect. The Italians are making war on Ethiopia. And this is before Hitler brings the war directly to invading Poland. And in other words, when you talk about the worst things in human history, the idea that this is applied to the United States right now in 2020, the one thing Jeremy points this out, and he's right, 2018, there were terrible mass shootings at high schools in Florida and Texas in 2018, yeah, 2 years ago. There's a synagogue in Pittsburgh that was hit in 2018, Tree of Life Synagogue. There was a bar in Southern California. And again, those terrible wildfires, and we forget about that. And one more word about the political aspect of things, because of course people are deeply interested in politics and should be. But when I said that this election will not be viewed, I think, historically as some kind of an unmitigated disaster, is because, first of all, it was a split decision, and Republicans should take encouragement. There was a piece in the New York Times today by Jamal Bowie, who is not conservative at all, who says he doesn't understand why Republicans aren't celebrating and calling attention to our own successes in this recent election. And they were very real successes in the House side and the Senate side and governorships. Republicans actually gained a governorship. They gained control of state houses. But aside from that, 1968, here was the problem. The Democrats had nominated the Vice President of the United States, Hubert Humphrey, who had not competed in a single primary. Can you imagine what the reaction would have been for the Democrats this time if they had installed somebody as the nominee who hadn't competed in any primaries? Well, part of the problem for the Democrats was Robert Kennedy, who had won the most primaries, was dead. And Eugene McCarthy, who had competed against him in many of the primaries, was clearly not going to be a viable candidate. The party was deeply divided. And Nixon won the election with below 45% because there was a third-party candidate by George Wallace, an open segregationist and racist, who carried five states. So in terms of political divisions, you want to talk about an election that sent a terrible message. The election of Richard Nixon, who of course came, the only president we ever had, was driven from office. He was driven from office after he was reelected. But the election of Richard Nixon occurred in a deeply divided country where the divisions were far worse, and the circumstances in terms of crime and ongoing urban riots were far worse than anything we see today. But then there's this this matter about political correctness run amok, or is it just somebody's warped sense of humor? Fox News is reporting that in St. Anthony, Minnesota, an unidentified resident has received an anonymous letter chastising him for his Christmas light display. The letter, which was shared by Crime Watch Minneapolis, reads, "The idea of twinkling colored lights are a reminder of divisions that continue to run through our society, a reminder of systemic biases against our neighbors who don't celebrate Christmas or who can't afford to put up lights of their own. We must do work of educating ourselves about the harmful impact an outward-facing display like yours can have." The letter then challenges the resident to, quote, respect the dignity of all people while striving to learn from differences, ideas, and opinions of our neighbors. We must come together collectively and challenge these institutional inequities, the letter concludes. St. Anthony is a community welcoming of all people, and we must demand better for ourselves. Now, when I hear that, when I read it, it does occur to me, this has to be a joke. Well, apparently it isn't. Though the letter has received pushback on social media, former Baltimore Ravens quarterback Derek Anderson replied, "Saw this coming a long time ago. If I can't have it, nobody can. Or if they have it, we all deserve it. That's not life." Another response pointed out that the letter writer is doing exactly what they accuse homeowner of doing, not being accepting of others. "I would redouble my lights." Look, more light is always a good idea. And as someone who does not personally celebrate Christmas, because I'm going to be celebrating Hanukkah starting tomorrow night, and because of being Jewish, I love the Christmas lights and the decorations and the spirit of the season, which enriches us all. We'll be right back. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
On the Michael Medved Show, you can add to the happiness of your Christmas or to any member of your family who you want to give something to by going over to Medved History Store or just going to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner, and take advantage of this one-time-only holiday sale. It is a phenomenal opportunity to get any Medved History Store program a 25% off. And if you get the entire Medved History Library, which is a great resource for any family, and the greatest imaginable gift, it comes in a thumb drive in a beautiful leather case. And, boy, it provides over 100 hours of storytelling and broadcasting. You can check that out at michaelmedved.com, 60% off for the Medved History Store Library. And very pleased to see that so many people have responded already. I hope you respond and that this can enrich your Christmas holiday and your Hanukkah holiday if you celebrate Hanukkah starting tomorrow night. Okay, there's a piece in Gentleman's Quarterly by a writer named Daniel Riley. And it's a well-written piece, but it's nutty. The piece has the title, The Best Things About the Worst Year Ever. And it starts out this way. He says, there was a morning in mid-May when my pregnant wife and I were walking down a street near our apartment, and two things happened. First, a man without a mask, imagine that, coughed deliberately at her belly. Then a woman asked us to marvel at the crisp white lines in the sky before assuring us those chemtrails would kill us all. It was a distressing morning, but run-of-the-mill in the year from hell. For so many, by mid-May, it had been 2 months of pause and punishment, of loss and suffering and even death, most of which was considerably worse than being casually cursed by a witch on a street corner. But it was hard for us on that May morning to imagine 2020 providing anything in the way of positive signs of where we might be heading as a species. And so then he provides a list of what he believes to be the best things that happened in what is without question a difficult year. No one who's lived through 2020 can think it was a difficult year. And by the way, when I was saying that I think that our election system held, that doesn't mean that I wasn't brought down by that first debate between Biden and Trump, that it wasn't terrible to have the entire campaign interrupted by coronavirus and participants in the campaign, including the President of the United States, getting coronavirus. All of that nightmarish and strange. But in terms of the best things about the worst year ever, First thing he lists is universal basic income got a lot more practical. It did. People are waking up to the fact that we can do this, and we must do this for ourselves as quickly as possible. Dozens of cities are now championing universal basic income in their communities. Who's going to pay for it, for goodness sake? Andrew Yang, by the way, the Pied Piper for universal basic income, is apparently seriously considering running for mayor of New York City. And given the fact that he's running a bunch against a bunch of candidates who are almost surely lesser known, he might have some success. Second thing that Daniel Riley thinks was great about 2020. We realized what it takes to fix the planet. Grounded flights, emptied streets. The pandemic offered a trial run on what reducing carbon emissions could look like and proved we're now more conditioned than ever to make dramatic changes. I don't think that most people, after having gone through this for the better part of a year, are going to want that to be the new normal. And not in the sweeping sense that Daniel Riley has in mind. He puts down the book world got an overdue makeover. With the blackout bestseller list, a surge of unprecedented sales at black-owned bookstores, the exposure of pay disparities by the hashtag publishing paid me revelations, and new black editors and top roles in publishing, there were the beginnings of a shift in book publishing. Okay, I'm not sure that's entirely true or entirely permanent. I do know that the paperback release of my book, God's Hand on America, got postponed. It's coming out in paperback in April. We saw that women leaders lead better, and then they give the list of the Prime Minister of Finland, Sanna Marin, the Prime Minister of Iceland, Katrin Jakobsdottir, the Prime Minister of Denmark, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, the President of Taiwan, and Angela Merkel. Now, it's true that all of these women leaders presided over countries that actually did pretty well with the coronavirus. A coincidence? Yeah, I think so. I don't think there was anything inherently female about the success. We found that working from home really works. We stopped excusing racist symbols. We admitted that college is kind of broken. Okay, now that's something. A new era of athletes as activists dawned. Does everybody really believe that's a good thing? That's something to celebrate? We've reimagined our cities. Have we really? The pandemic forced cities to make shrewd urban land use discoveries to accommodate social distancing. More outdoor dining in public spaces, streets closed off to cars, arenas transformed into voting sites. May these temporary solutions last well beyond a vaccine. I kind of hope not. We began asking, what is the purpose of the police? And answering it. To keep us safe, for goodness sake. And then he says, people finally started dreaming, dressing for themselves. Quarantine was a golden age for personal style. A few discoveries that he made while leveling up his culinary game. When to use salted versus unsalted butter. Okay, this is really stretching it, I think, Daniel. These are the best things you can find. And then he says, we glimpsed the future of news. And that doesn't mean the news is good or bad. It just says, the newsletter may seem like an odd place for a journalistic innovation, but as more writers use them to sell their work to readers, it's growing clear that when it comes to reporting, the future isn't free. Okay. I'm not sure that that should convince anybody that this wasn't a terrible year. Terrible, sure. The worst in human history? Nah. Meanwhile, it's appropriate when you're talking about the worst year ever. How about the happiest season ever? There is a new movie that is intended for that eager Christmas audience. Let me put it to you this way. It's no It's a Wonderful Life or Miracle on 34th Street. But it does try to convey its own version of Christmas cheer. It's called Happiest Season. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Kristen Stewart plays a free spirit who's deeply infatuated with her girlfriend, Mackenzie Davis, and agrees to come home with her for Christmas without knowing that the parents who are awaiting them have no idea that the two women are lovers. In the new holiday comedy, ironically titled Happiest Season, now streaming on Hulu.
This is why I avoid Christmas. It brings out the worst in everything.
I can relate to being in love with somebody that is too afraid to show the world who they are.
The cast here, with Mary Steenburgen and Victor Garber as the parents, Allison Brie and Mary Harland as two squabbling sisters, and Dan Levy as a comic relief best friend, is uniformly competent. But while the characters are vivid and sympathetic, the relationships are not, with a plot clumsily designed to underscore its politically correct message of acceptance and affirmation. It's rated PG-13 for some sex references and lots of holiday boozing. 2 stars for Happiest Season, which is only a occasionally funny and touching. And the problem with Happiest Season is actually diagnosed, it seems to me, by a famous quote that is featured in a movie I'm going to be reviewing in 2 days. The new movie Mank, which is a major Oscar contender about the famous Hollywood writer Herman J. Mankiewicz, who wrote, and he did basically write all of it, Citizen Kane. But that movie with Gary Oldman, they have Louis B. Mayer saying, though I'm not sure who actually used the quote first, if you want to send a message, call Western Union. Problem with Happiest Season, and with a lot of movies, is they are so intent on sending a message, trying to make a political point or a sociological point, that it forgets about story, which is more intimate and more involving people. We'll be telling the story of a Vanderbilt team, no, not the football team with the chick kick, but another team that's protesting, and much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green.
School.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.